And Olson would be one of the prime founders of a poetics that you can trust. You used an email with me. It comes from a poetics that I can trust.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right.
So again, you're talking, which is what you just referred to.
That's exactly
Certain
right.
kind of poetics you're not interested in because a certain foundation that is a bad foundation to begin with.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's a bad foundation. It's not a foundation that I feel like I can stand on. Whereas, you know, Olson's sense of projective verse, where the breath of the writer is absolutely essential, where the perception or that leads to the poem, one perception, you know, must lead to an immediate and further perception, you know. So it is very much on the poet to be completely alive in that moment in order to speak, so that that speech can be an authentic expression of that moment, not necessarily of the poet only, but of the entirety of that moment. And that's something that I understand. That replicates my experience of living. So that, for example, when I say something to my wife or my children or a friend or anybody who's close to me, or anybody really, you know, I would like that expression to be authentic. That's a poetics that I feel is fundamental to authentic speech. And that matters to me because why would I want to say something that wasn't? And who would I be if that's what my desire was? Not anybody I would feel like knowing. So therefore, the poetics feels like a you know, sort of something that's endemic to my own nature.
To go down as far, to go as far down your own throat as possible, to get it as it, at its most authentic.
Yeah, and you know, there's a you know, William Carlos Williams. You know, he asked in Desert Music, "How to get said what must be said." You know, how to get said what must be said. You know, only the poem, the made poem, you know, the verb calls it into being, you know. So, okay, what is the verb? You know, okay, the verb is the fact of of a particular existence in motion as itself, right? So it exists and it's moving with the energy of itself. And if you can manage to stay with that, you realize that that is life expressing itself. Okay, what does it look like? It looks like the green of these cedars outside my window. That's what the verb looks like. It's the green of that grows every year. And you know, as Lorca wrote, you know, verde que te quiero verde, green, how I love you green. I mean, you know, now why is that? Is it because he likes the color? It's more than that. It's everything that makes the green, the greening of things, the greening of the world possible. You know, all of the multiple interdependent dynamics that brings green out, or that makes water wet, or that makes stone hard, or you know, or that makes humans human. So again, I'm pointing at authenticity as a primary value of both of my poetics, or you know, part of what I feel Olson was pointing to as well, and of translation.
That dedication of the moment also sounds a lot like Buddhism.
Well, I hope. I hope so. There's no division.